Let me introduce my next guest to the programme, and he is David Buckle, former District Secretary of the Transport and General Workers Union. You in the past have said, David, I think I'm right in saying, that it needed a bigger firm to take over something like this. Sadly, I think you were talking about Honda, but it needed a bigger firm for the company really to go ahead. So is this the sort of thing that you welcome, a takeover by British Aerospace?
Well, I was, of course, talking about another car manufacturer, although I have always held the view that it should remain in the hands of the British people because they have invested nearly £3 billion in the company. I wonder, Mark, if I could make four brief points as my immediate reaction to the news that's been announced today, and they can be quite brief. First of all, I think the decision to sell Austin Rover has more to do with Tory ideology than economic logic. But secondly, I think it creates great uncertainty for the Cowley workers in the Oxford area. Once again, the Cowley workers are faced with a situation where they might become part of some enormous conglomerate, which in this particular instance doesn't have any history so far as the car industry is concerned whatsoever. It's not interestingly like Saab. I mean, Saab is a Swedish company that boasts about the fact that it produces aircraft and cars. British Aerospace know nothing about car manufacture, so far as I'm aware, whatsoever. So there's bound to be uncertainty amongst everybody at Cowley, including senior management. Thirdly, it is fundamentally wrong, in my view, to hand over public assets to private companies in the way the government has been doing and seems to be planning to do in regard to Austin Rover. And finally, there has to be a major question mark over the future of the Honda arrangement. I would dearly like to know if the government has consulted Honda about what they're proposing to do, and even more important, what Honda's reaction has been to the government's proposals. Now, to come to the major point I want to make is this. Paul Burgess refers to the fact that the government will have to offer British Aerospace a good deal, and this is what I think the deal is. About 50% of Cowley has been unused for a long time. About 50% of Austin Rover's capacity has been unused. I just wonder, whether British Aerospace are looking for some additional productive capacity for producing some of the weapons that they are producing for the defence programme, and whether in actual fact that they're going to get a lot of spare capacity, very cheap indeed. Who knows? We could see Cowley producing armaments within the next 5 years.
But they don't only produce armaments, come on.
No, they produce other things as well. But I'm just posing the question. I think the British Aerospace are going to get this company dirt cheap, and they're going to get the capacity that maybe that they desperately want.